Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Redskins beat up the Raiders at FedEx Field. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson for me.
At Funny Danny for me.
We'll squeeze in a double play here in a few minutes, but people have been waiting on the phones. Kirk Cousins was on the show at 11. If you missed Double Guns, Hall & Oates, Cousins Monday, well, we'll re-rack that for you at 1. Here on Grant and Danny. Let's go to Moise in Manassas. What's going on?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. Long time listener, first time caller.
Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate that.
I just wanted to say that I am severely depressed because I started Derrick Henry over Chris Thompson in fantasy this week. So this is the most bittersweet day of my life, and I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day.
Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to learn, and you're going to make an adjustment. In a PPR league, Chris Thompson has become a must-play at this point.
Yeah, he's a must-start.
They just throw the ball to him too much out of the backfield. And if you get a point for every reception and he's going to be catching five, six, or seven balls a week, it's become a no-brainer. He got seven targets. He made six catches. He went for 150 yards and a touchdown. Even if you take the 74-yard rumble on a third and 19 screed out of the equation, that's a five-catch, 80-yard day with a score. For a running back, that's elite.
And listen... sometimes the holidays can be trouble spots for people, painful memories. So not every Chris Thompson day, as Tommy pointed out, are happy Chris Thompson days. For some people, they're, you know, it's a difficult time around the holiday seasons. It can be tough. So, but we'd like to celebrate Chris Thompson Day and count all our blessings. For some people, they lose fantasy championships.
You know who I would like to invite over for a meal on Chris Thompson Day?
Who's that?
As I think about this, Vernon Davis.
Mm.
Martrell Spate, both of them.
They could come over.
They both had to step up for good starters, Jordan Reed and Mason Foster, and both played really well. Vernon Davis caught a 19-yard touchdown on a seam route, but caught all five of the balls thrown his way. And Martrell Spate was second on the team with nine tackles, did a really good job replacing Mason Foster, particularly in nickel, running all over the place, making stops in the middle of the field against Jared Cook. Both of those guys deserving of spots at my table for my very special meal of ham on this Chris Thompson Day. Steve in Houston. Well, that is a loud phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Steve.
Oh, you know, that was the elevator chime. Let me fix that real quick.
You're good.
Sorry about that.
Happy Chris Thompson Day.
9 to 5. Yeah, man. What's going on, fellas? Here, some little 9 to 5 stuff. Just wanted to say real quick. You know what? There was a play that Ryan Kerrigan made where, okay, so Ryan Kerrigan, he's been solid. And it's at this point, I think, what has he been in the league? Six, seven years, something like that now. I thought, you know, he was going to pretty much just be who he's going to be. But I noticed there's a little extra juice that he's playing with. Aside from the sacks and the pressures, there was this play where he ran and caught down Marshawn Lynch from the backside.
Yep.
And I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember when I was like, man, this is Kerrigan on another level. And to piggyback on what you just said about the linebacker position, and I don't know if you guys were, but, you know, Keenan Robinson was a fan favorite a couple of years ago.
Sure.
And it's funny to see how Zach Brown, and I was just thinking, man, I always wish we could have kept Keenan Robinson with his athleticism. But I like that combo of Martrell Spate from an athletic standpoint, him and Zach Brown. Now, of course, you know, when Foster comes back healthy, he'll be the long-term starter. But that combo, just from a pure athletic standpoint, paid off huge dividends. And one last point, if I can speak to Sam, I would love to see a personnel package because last night on our Redskins group and things like that, we kept talking about packages and to get Pryor and Doctson more involved. I would love to see if they, and I'm sure Gruden has some plays designed where you got Chris Thompson in the backfield, Vernon Davis, Jordan Reed. And if you got those three threats right there who are known league-wide now, that'll open up the field big time for Pryor and Doctson.
Smart call.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. A lot there. One thing I'll go back to with the linebacking core, he used the word athleticism, athletic a couple times, speed. They're fast. They can run. Zach Brown's the fastest linebacker they've had in years. Martrell Spate, really fast, can run, can go sideline to sideline, did it collegiately as a wrecking ball in one of the best conferences in the nation. Mason Foster can run. It's why, frankly, Will Compton who's not slow by any means, but not as fast as those guys, is not as important a piece because they are making a move to defense, speed. And they're making a move to defensive speed that can go track people in the open field. Whereas last year, guys are getting 7 or 8. This year, it's 1 or 2, and they're getting caught at the edges. So I think that would be the word I would use, is just that they're faster, that they have more speed. And you can bring up Keenan Robinson. There's a couple guys. We've been enamored and liked players at times. I'm just here to tell you, and I mean this, there is not a linebacker that has been a Redskin, other than maybe the first couple seasons of London Fletcher, that is as good as Zach Brown. It is different. If you don't see it, then it's like the Washington Post. You just don't see it. I don't know what to tell you. But there is a level that he provides that Compton can't, that Foster can't, that Fletcher couldn't, that Keenan Robinson couldn't, that Lamar Marshall couldn't. It's just different.
There have been fast guys, guys that can line up when the gun goes off. You can run a 40-yard dash in slightly less time than the next guy. So plenty of guys have had speed. There is an ability, though, that Brown has and Fletcher had, as you touched on, to recognize and play football fast. You know what I mean? There's a difference between just sort of lining up and being fast. A lot of guys have been fast in the history of the world. Not that many guys can go, I sniff this out, fire my gun, and be right, and anticipate and get to that spot and then have the strength to blow people up, and that's what Brown does.
Second in the league in tackles with 32 right now. James, South Riding, what's up?
Yo, what's up? Happy Chris Thompson, guys.
Happy Chris Thompson Day to you.
Oh, man. He made my day yesterday. I traded for him. I gave away Marshawn and J.J. Nelson for Chris Thompson. That was like a sweet deal for me in fantasy. And it's a replay half-point PPR. And the second thing I wanted to say was game ball to Monte Nicholson. I think he's been our most underrated defensive player this year. Oh, man, that pick totally, like, piled on the momentum for us.
It's such
second
a huge play.
The game.
So what's even more impressive about it when you watch it, is this was one of those, if the Oakland OC, or, you know, as they're kind of scheming this thing up, they're going, hey, they got a rookie out there. What we're going to do is have all the action go in the opposite direction, leak Cooper out, and then do kind of a throwback sort of thing, trusting that the rookie safety will have cheated over as Carr and the entire look of the play is going to the opposite side. Not only does he stay at home, but he's doing this backtrack, hip swivel thing, exploded to the football, and got there in plenty of time. That was a excellent level of pro safety. Not the type of thing you're going to see down in, down out, because that's, again, that's Pro Bowl type stuff. That's like the best guys in the game are doing that on a consistent basis, but at least he showed you he can do it.
Breland also got a great jam rewatching that play where Cooper was slow getting off the line.
The timing
of the play was slowed down enough that Nicholson could get over. Because if he's on just a dead sprint, Nicholson might be a couple steps behind, but because of his speed, he was able to make up the ground. And Sua Cravens did a cool thing this weekend where he gave out a bunch of jerseys at the mall, and a couple hundred people showed up, and I think they all got jerseys, and he was going to sit there and sign for everyone, and he took a bunch of selfies. And I'm glad that he did that. That was neat. His decision to leave this team is looking worse and worse all the time because they're not missing him right now. Monte Nicholson, through 3 games, has given you everything Sua Cravens could over more. And DeShazer Everett in week 1 looked good as well. They are not sitting there going, man, I wish we had Sua Cravens. I don't think anyone's thought that once on that sideline.
That's a good point.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, the Beltway Blitz next. And your favorite moment of a Sunday night win over the Raiders at 12:18 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.